Last night, a forum was held to find out where our mayoral candidates stand on poverty. We've heard their thoughts on many issues, but they were specifically asked on this week to talk about Duluth's poverty. Chum and others held a local solutions to poverty candidate forum. Chum's congregational outreach and volunteer coordinator is Courtney Cochran, and she joins us this morning on the phone. Hi, Courtney. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
The forum was Tuesday night. Is that right?
It was Tuesday night, yes.
I misspoke and said that it was last night. Who was in attendance?
We had Emily Larson. We had Gary Anderson, Joel Cypress, M. Westerland, Janet Kennedy, Chris Osbachen, Alyssa Hansen, Noah Hobbs, and Jim Booth.
And how was the forum structured? Who, in addition to the candidates, there were, I'm assuming, lots of members of the public. How did it all come together? Did the candidates have prepared remarks to make, or how did it work?
Yeah, so it's not a traditional candidate forum. We tend to call it a reverse forum. So we had seven different questions that folks presented, and the seven people that spoke on the questions are people who are have been directly impacted in our community by homelessness, by poverty, by being discriminated against in some way. And they actually took a few minutes to tell their stories to the candidates before posing the questions. The candidates had the questions about a week ahead of time, and so they had some time, and we sent some research with on the questions when we sent them. They had about a week to prepare, and they got a one-minute response and a yes or no vote on the question that was posed.
So a one-minute response. Well, they did have the opportunity to prepare in advance, so that would, you'd think, give them a leg up on getting a good response prepared. They would have the time. What did you hear that resonated or struck a kind of a chord with you?
I have heard a lot, and I have to admit I was running around a lot during the forum itself. A few things that I heard was that there were a lot of other Duluthians besides the seven folks that spoke that have lived these things and experienced these things, and more stories surfaced in the conversations that happened after the forum of folks who these things resonate with in their personal lives and that they're still living through in the city of Duluth. And some of the candidates hung out afterwards and spoke with some of those people. We did have some questions from the audience at the end, and we heard a few stories through those questions even of more issues that are facing those in poverty in the city of Duluth.
How do you think the candidates, and again, you know, as an organizer, you would have been spending a lot of time running around and making sure that everything was going as it needed to. But what was your sense the way the candidates were, what they were learning from a group of people that perhaps they don't hear very much from in the course of their day-to-day lives or campaigning?
Yeah, I think that some of the candidates were very surprised. We did send them the questions ahead of time, but they didn't know what stories were going to be with the questions, what the speakers were going to say necessarily. And we have some folks who've lived through a lot and are really strong advocates in this community. And I witnessed some of our candidates up there really feeling like they had a bigger role in what happened in the city of Duluth, realizing that some of these people that are speaking that have experienced high levels of trauma in the city are still big voices for change and big advocates. So I think it was an experience where they saw that they had to do more because people who are struggling in our community are doing just as much.
We have the sense, I think, in this community that we're working really hard at diversity. We're working really hard at inclusiveness. We're working to solve a lot of problems in the community. It sounds like maybe the candidates that were speaking didn't necessarily come out of the forum going, gosh, what a fabulous job we're doing. All of the problems are solved.
Yeah, I don't think that was the message that we delivered or what they left with, but I think they did leave with the passion to be working on some of these issues, and some of the candidates even invited the speakers to be in more direct contact with them, and that's really what this forum is all about, is breaking down some of those power dynamics that keep people in poverty from advocating for themselves.
What do you see as maybe in addition to what you just mentioned with some of the candidates making direct contact with folks and saying, hey, come, I need to hear more about this. What do you think are some other things perhaps that came out of the forum that might be useful and constructive going forward?
Yeah, so a few things that we see that really come out of this forum. This is the third time we've hosted it. It's really, we hope to provide kind of a voting guide for the public who, if you're a person who really cares about ending poverty in this city, these votes can directly tell you where candidates stand. So we will be releasing these to the media. Some of the results were recorded by local news sources the night of, but we'll actually be releasing them on the 29th in a press conference so that everyone can see how the candidates voted. And another thing is that we actually have a ongoing effort throughout this forum. We will be convening an accountability group, and those who are taking office in January will continue to hear from us on these issues, and we plan to have ongoing organizing groups that are going to remind candidates. Remember when we sat down with you in October and you agreed to support this and agreed to work with us to move this forward?
When the voting guide for the public comes out on the 29th, is there a website where it's going to be posted? We can get a link set up and folks can kind of be looking for that next week.
Yeah, that would be great. And we actually have it prepared already. It is not on the CHUM website yet. It will be shortly. And it'll probably go up on a lot of the other agencies' websites as well. We have 17 organizations that helped put this forum on, so we're going to try to get it out to as many of our websites and Facebook pages as possible.
So what we'll do is we can put a link on our webpage directing people to the CHUM website, and then you just keep checking it, and it'll pop up there in your browser after the 29th.
That sounds perfect.
All right. Thanks so much, Courtney, for joining us this morning. It was great to talk with you.
Yeah, thank you.
Courtney Cochran is the Congregational Outreach and Volunteer Coordinator for CHUM. She was one of the organizers of the Local Solutions to Poverty Forum held here in Duluth on Tuesday night.